Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a EKG report on James Kirkum, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-M. On 4/26/23, Mr. Kirkum performed a 12-lead EKG, period. His rhythm appears to be atrial fibrillation with premature ventricular contractions, period. Otherwise, there are no acute changes. Next is an EKG report on Troy Hinson, H-I-N-S-O-N. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Hinson performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The rhythm appears to be normal sinus rhythm. With a normal appearance of her EKG, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Troy Hinson. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Hinson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 223 meters, she stopped the test at 4 minutes and 53 seconds, complaining of back pain, period. At that time, her saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Wanda Casey. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Casey performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 405 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 95%, period, of paragraph impression, normal, exercise tolerance, without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Mary Faller, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, FNP. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Fowler performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 324 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Claire Cowan, C-O-W-E-N. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Cowan performed pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with insignificant airways obstruction, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was about 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/26/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry on Kevin Small. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley, S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On 4/26/23, Mr. Small performed a pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was very minimal airways obstruction and lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/3/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, a normal study without change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Barbara Fields. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Fields performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment of flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/7/22, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post- bronchodilator spirometry in Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Ty. On 4/26/23, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.